If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi everyone, I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo, and you're here with me on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. Today's topic is learning to read your body to heal with my special guests, Rebecca and Jonathan Bill, JB, a fondly named JB. If you're new to me and our show, this show is all about talking to people that have created something and chosen something beyond what's been projected and expected of them. And I do that day to day, week to week with my private clients as a family and child coach, where I look at everyone's strengths in the family, their interests, and using that all to create a personalized plan for the family to thrive. And I'm also a body relationship coach, where we get to activate energies in our bodies to have more exuberant joy in living, including the body process I created called the Living and Dying Body Process, where we get to activate these different energies, these elements of living within our bodies, and let go of the things that do not serve our bodies so that we can have what we would truly like to have with our bodies and in this beautiful life on this planet. If you would like to connect with us, we're here every Friday at 10 a.m. North America. We have our Expansive Energies group. This month's theme is shape-shifting, the shape-shifting of healing past trauma. And the group meets twice a week, January 13th and January 27th this month, for 45 minutes in these group nurturing self-care sessions. So you can find out information about that group at empoweringlightlanguage.com/expansive-energies. And our monthly calls for being a different possibility for families starts this month on January 30th. And if you would like to know more information about it, you can email us at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. It's also on our website under events. And it'll be January 20th at 1 p.m. Eastern North America. Our awakening classes are coming up. We have one at the end of this month, January 28th and 29th. The theme being setting the tone for your year. And we have one on June 24th that's opening the doors to the future. Both of those right now are set to be in person in Charlotte, North Carolina, and also online wherever you are in the world. Now, gosh, this topic today, learning to read your body to heal. I'm going to read you our description for this. This is really, really yummy. I'm super excited to talk with JB and with Rebecca. I have special permission to call him JB. I've known him for years. Not everyone gets to do that. would you like to know how to read your body to heal yourself and others? So in 2020, Jonathan and Rebecca asked themselves, how are we going to work on our clients? I think many of us can relate to that question. When they started their unique four-handed body work in 2018, they consulted with their guides to think outside of the box. And based on the book Heal Your Body by Louise Hay, they provided a course of action through Zoom sessions. They also developed the Healers Roundtable Facebook group, a great group, I know it well, where they offer courses of interest, not only for healers to gather, but also for those interested in healing or embracing their healing gifts. They transitioned to working on clients and their bodies differently. As they addressed the physical body, they realized the emotional, mental, and spiritual body needed to be addressed as well. The meditation called Gardening Your Body and Releasing Generational Trauma emerged during this time. Would you like to have a map of your body's aches and pains, so that you can know what messages your body is trying to tell you more effectively? So here we are. We have my special guests, Jonathan Bill Adkins, fondly known as JB, and Rebecca Grace Arce. They're the founders and owners of Duo Dragons. They're entrepreneurs and also holistic healing facilitators. Thank you, JB and Rebecca, for being here. How are you today?
It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having us today. I really appreciate this, and I'm looking forward to sharing more information about us to our viewers and any questions that they might have.
Yeah, and we have people in our live audience. So those in our live audience, feel free to chime in, put questions in the chat. We have already a comment, a map. That sounds amazing. It does. It does. And tell us a little bit of how you came to name yourselves the Duo Dragons.
Well, back in 2018, I was a student going for an advanced course of neuromuscular massage therapy. And even though me, a veteran, and my former roommate, a veteran, I have a high tolerance to deal with shenanigans. For some reason, I had an inkling to just find a new space and focus on this course. And one of the few times I could really honestly felt like I hear my guys, or I hear that message. And lo and behold, I went searching and I talked to the school liaison. Hey, do you happen to have any former students or current students that have an extra room for me to just kind of have a quiet place to just stay and let me focus on this schooling? Which then led to me renting actually this room.
And from this room, he was really looking forward. I have already graduated from the program while he was in the program, so he had all these questions. And at the same time, my sister ended up being diagnosed with ovarian cancer at that time. So through our guides, we were told we could work together on my sister. So we were brainstorming what are we? What are we going to be doing for my sister? What are we going to do for others because of my sister? And we both agreed that we love dragons, the spirit of the dragon. And so we acknowledged dual dragons. And I think you were the one that came up with the dual dragons. And I just came up with dragons. And then lo and behold, just recently we had a soul chart read to us. And he has the dual dragons in his soul chart.
That's so hilarious.
Like, no coincidence. There's no coincidence. Like, when the guides speak, it's, a lot of people always say, how do I know my guys are speaking to me? I'm like, you hear that faint whisper, that voice that you always think it's yourself talking to yourself in your head. I'm like, no, that's your guide, actually.
Well, especially if it makes you feel lighter and it makes you smile, there's a leaning in. One thing that, to add to that, a lot of people will tell me it's how do I know? Because sometimes that inner voice is saying insults and judgments. It's like, that's not your inner guide. Those are something else. And we can definitely talk about that. I just want to remind our listeners. So as we listen to JB and Rebecca's story and experiences, stay with your bodies and listen to what your bodies are trying to tell you. And you'll be able to have a better understanding of the heart meditation technique that Rebecca and JB invite us to play with. We're going to talk about that. So we can connect to our bodies and have this different approach to receiving messages from our human selves and from our higher selves. Okay, so stay with your bodies. All right. So JB and Rebecca, given back in 2020, all those things that happened, it changed the trajectory of your journey. So tell us about that.
So 2020, obviously we all went to shut down. And so a lot of the clients were reaching out, what can you do? What can you do? There was the fear of I don't want you to come over, because they said nobody to come over. And I said, no, I'm on lockdown too. At that time I was dealing with asthma. And so for me, it was a high risk also. So again, sat down, consulted with my guides. I was actually feeling really depressed at that moment, because I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do now? And I remember my guide said, you have answers for people. And they were the ones that developed the Healers Roundtable. So then that's when I got busy and started doing these courses, and all my clients, they joined and they were just in awe, oh, I didn't know this. And they were just so I had one client that said, I feel like a fly in the wall that I shouldn't be on. And I'm just looking in and finding out all these secrets. And I'm like, no, this is for everybody, But it was really an eye-opening experience for a lot of our clients that are not really in the spiritual healing realm. They love receiving it, but they didn't really entertain it or really got into it. And so opening up Healers Roundtable was an eye-opening experience. I think it was a huge awakening, not only for us healers, but also for a lot of people in this world. It was a huge awakening of what can I do for myself? Because at that moment, you could only depend on yourself.
Right, right. And I think that that's when a lot of people stepped up and really embracing and being proactive with their mental, emotional, spiritual health. And I love your group. I'm in your group. So I've been in that since almost the beginning. And what I agree with you, there's people of all different experiences and backgrounds in there. And it's such a beautiful, welcoming space where questions are embraced. No one is made to feel bad for asking quote unquote silly questions. And then you also have these amazing events that you have through there as well. But I want to go back a little bit to when the heart meditation and that gardening your body and yeah. releasing generational trauma, which one came first and how did that come about?
And even just to add on, you talking about people with different, like even myself, for years, I got the message I was supposed to work with a female and I was like not realizing it was her at the time. And then also hearing, you know, to start some kind of group on Facebook. But I've been receiving these messages, again, not trusting or acknowledging my own gifts or understanding, you know, the intuition or the guys trying to influence me, and then finding Rebecca and then she able to understand how to get those messages and put into action. It's been a phenomenal hindsight looking back. Mm-hmm. And to answer your questions, just to quickly recap. So in 2018, we came together for a sister, and then we just got the ball rolling, started doing trainings. And then 2019, a lot of, throughout that time, we did trainings, and a lot of healers would come up to us. So how long you guys been married? How long you guys been together? We're just colleagues.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, she's like, all right, we'll look into this. We started dating, and then a year later in 2020, right at
the beginning of COVID,
we decided to take a couples
retreat in February.
Helped unlock some of our limitations of ourselves to resist to get married or to go into another serious relationship, which then let's get married. So 2020, the lockdown, marriage, and then this.
The Healers Roundtable.
Healers Roundtable started
unraveling. And then the first one was gardening your body.
Right.
Okay. And really quick, just to give people an introduction to that, like, what does that entail? Why would someone want to choose guarding your body and releasing generational trauma? Like, what does that even mean, generational trauma?
Mm-hmm. So when we're working on our clients at the beginning, this is why
science. We're just
we were either too sciencey or too spiritual. And so it would a lot of people that are not ready to release certain traumas, because traumas are
stuck energy
throughout our muscles, our body, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And as we were pulling them out raw, I noticed that a lot of clients would start closing down a defense mechanism.
Right.
They would close down and they'd be like, I don't want to talk about that. Why are you bringing that up? Well, we're working on your body. It's coming up. Well, I'm not okay with this. And so I noticed the shutting down a lot, and especially with now COVID shutting down, and how am I supposed to work on clients through Zoom without them shutting down again on me? Because there was already so much going on. So gardening, our guides were able to speak through JB on how to pull those stories in a more effective way where it was neutral. So by having our clients visualize their body as a garden, and then we started taking out weeds. Well, what do those weeds represent? Depending on the area of their body, whether it was left side feminine energy, right side masculine, we would just pull stories, but we would keep it very neutral. Oh, this means something along the lines of this kind of energy is blocked here. Through masculine energy, saying maybe the right shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so we wouldn't really go into details. We would let them figure out what the trauma was and then have them just garden it out of their body. And then another step we do is have them highlight with a spiritual guide animal, whether it's yellow or red, a highlight. So their spirit guide animal goes through the garden and starts, like, if for example, if they chose a dog, it's going to sniff around in your garden. It's going to tag certain areas, certain plants. And so some of them are going to be glowing yellow and others red.
And not all of them.
And not everything.
And but I do want to give credit to Rebecca because she shared her story, a couple different stories, which then kind of blossom into the guided meditation of the garden. And just like there's many of affirmations or auto suggestions and other, you know, different title techniques that about put positive stuff in there. And there's many techniques that are, you know, cut the cord and take out negative energy. But this aspect approach, again, not going to science, not going to spiritual, we got to clear the space first. Yes. So clear then when you plant the positive,
it's cleared.
It's actually gets that. Move.
Well, and that's a perfect place to pause. We're going to take our first break of the show. When we return, we will continue to discuss the benefits of gardening our bodies and listening to the messages of our bodies. You are listening to Choosing a Different Future show with Cetus, with myself, Cetus, on the Inspire Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss learning to read your body to heal with our guests, Rebecca and JB. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cetus, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cetus is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cetus. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cetus through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com. Or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Cetus Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Cetus. And today our show topic is learning to read your body to heal with guests Rebecca and JB. And please make sure to join us in our live chat room by going to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. Or joining us through using our ICN app, the Inspired Choices app. And you can subscribe to us on any of more than 450 podcasts and TV platforms now. So go ahead and follow us on there. And our show is brought to you by True Science Activated Liquid Collagen from LifeVantage. Liquid collagen is a different, better collagen supplement. Your body's ability to produce its own collagen decreases significantly starting in your 20s. This daily boost of collagen and exclusive botanicals activates your body's collagen production, replenishes your depleting collagen levels, and maintains those levels by reducing enzymes that break down collagen. It also helps protect against the damaging effects of oxidative stress caused by free radicals. The proprietary ingredients in this delicious blend have been clinically shown to deliver visible support to skin health and hydration in 8 weeks or less. Your skin looks smoother, softer, and more even with improved elasticity. With more youthful-looking skin, you'll glow with true confidence. You get real results that you can see and feel. To get $10 off of your first order and to get access to verified before and after photos, email us at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. with the subject line, liquid collagen. Now, before we went on break, we were talking about gardening your body and the meditation that you and JB have created and been able to use on your clients and on yourselves. So what have you experienced? What has it created for you and what has it created for your clients?
Okay, so what it has created is an easier way of releasing trauma. And so when there are deeper traumas, for example, the ones that we don't want to talk about or
don't know about, because
our minds are a specific tool that helps us deal with life by blocking certain things out.
Like you can't remember what year?
Age 7. And so when we garden those deeper ones, what we do is called digging under the layers. So we ask our clients, how many layers do we need to dig? What objects, and we just make them look into objects. What objects unsurfaced? How many unsurfaced? And we start, you know, either putting them in the pile of other people's. Yellow means other people's thoughts, opinions, judgments placed in your garden. Red means your own personal beliefs, judgments, thoughts that you placed in your body, that you, your core values. And sometimes they don't serve you no longer. So learning how to, you know,
distinguish
what is what. And then as we start pulling the traumas out, learning where to place them, whether it's, you know, in the pile to be shipped out, or whether it's in the pile to be burned in the bonfire with sage and Palo Santo.
Along with your favorite aroma.
Yes.
And just to give contents, we actually were doing just the basic gardening for almost a year, and the trauma one,
the digging
kind of popped up here and there, but it wasn't clear to us. We thought, okay, it's a different type of digging, different type. Mm-hmm.
But that's where we experience the most healing, and most of our clients were before it would take us 3 to 4 sessions to help them break through. This was literally closing it down to 1 to 2 sessions because we were digging. And the reason why it's so effective for ourselves and many clients is because I base it on my experiences working at Disneyland. I used to work at Disneyland many years ago when I was fresh out of high school. And I was in awe of when you get hired on there, they show you this video of why we have to keep the magic of Disneyland alive. And it has a lot to do with our gardening. So Disneyland, every day, you see people in you know, nice outfits, walking around with pads and kind of taking notes, where they're actually taking notes of what needs to be, repainted, what's chipping, what needs to be fixed, what plants are dying. And every night, Disneyland, gardening, their happiest place on earth, they really go out every night, replant. They have their own botanical garden. They replant all the dead plants. That's why you never see a plant dying at Disneyland. That's why you always see the buildings fresh and new, because they actually repaint anything that needs to be repainted every night. They power wash the streets down. So Disneyland, when you walk in, it is spick and span clean. When clients ask us, what's the purpose of gardening? I always share that story. I'm all, if Disneyland was able to hold this magic for how many years now? 100 years in Anaheim? And still people want to go there? That makes me excited of having you be more aware of that you can do this. And how much more excited will you be? Are you to visit your body now that you know how to garden it?
Well, now, also with that, how much more excited are you going to be with your life if you're happy with your body, and then you get to use your body to have these adventures and create your own magic in this world? I love that. Just to share a comment from the chat room. Thank you, live chat room. It says, right now my body is saying yes, yes, yes. If my inner balance could sit still, in parentheses, spiritual versus logic, the chaos would settle and my focus would be so much better. Another comment, clear the space first, a step and message I have been receiving from many places, time to listen up. So it's really resonating, this idea of us listening to our bodies. Now, how does this translate into the heart meditation and your work with that?
Okay.
Right, and that's where it came in. So initially everything started with this garden. Well, this was one of the stories along with another story, how she learned about energy, which then triggered me to start doing this meditation. I don't know why. Okay, I want you to imagine your body as a garden. What colors are you seeing? And then it then fine tuned to what it is today. So then eventually
the
generational trauma first started popping up, and then, okay,
the digging,
start doing the digging. And then the next was in the middle. What was that? There's something that happened before it was downloaded.
Me. Yes. So I was experiencing, I was reading a book. It's called Welcoming the Unwelcome. Really good book. I highly recommend it. And at that time that I was reading it, my sister's cancer diagnosis had come back. She was cancer free from 2019 to 2021. And then the cancer came back. So I was again in that meditated state of, what is this about? What do I need to learn from this? And I had the book that I recommended. It's from an American Buddhist nun. And so she really helped me dig in even deeper of what it was, what this represented to me, because that it was interesting. I woke up in the worst pain ever.
Mid back area.
And I'm a healer worker. So this came out of nowhere. I was like, what is going on? And it didn't dawn on me until I passed through it. It was like almost like I had to climb this huge mountain of trauma that I had stored from my near-death experience at 19 and had to pull it out. Literally from my spine. And then I released it, I started laughing, because then I remembered why I went through that. So I had a dream with a monk, and I've never dreamt with a monk before. And he was sitting there, and I usually in my dream state, I talk a lot more to my guides. Mm-hmm. And so he came to visit me, and he goes, I'm here to teach you on letting things be. And so he showed me this man having a heart attack, and I wanted to help him, but at the same time, I couldn't. And I'm like, are we really going to just sit here and watch this man have a heart attack? And he's like,
this is all still in the dream state.
In the dream
talking
state.
Talking with the monk. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, if only he would just let it be, he would realize why he's having this heart attack. There's a reason why he needs to experience this. So he's telling me these things, and I'm like, my mind is being blown, and I'm thinking like, wow, that's a really hard concept for us humans to understand,
but yet so simple.
And I was just like in awe at that moment. So that dream was 2 weeks before the pain incident. So at the end of the pain journey, I start laughing. I say, oh, you guys are so funny. Letting it be, giving me this lesson, and then you just throw in this pain in there. And
like, remember that conversation we had? Remember that? Yeah.
And literally, that's what I had to do. I had to let it be. I had to sit with the pain, ask it, okay, like, what am I going to learn from this experience? And it was just, I ended up pulling out this deep, deep fear of, again, getting sick the way I did at 19. But then at the end of it, I got a message from my guide when I visited my heart, because I sat with my heart. I remember I was laying on in this healing room on the table holding my heart. And then it said, but you have healed. You've healed since so long ago. And look how many healings you've done.
And then we started working on clients where we're doing the guarded meditation around the heart. And this is in the midst of one of the sessions. Hold on, stop. You know.
I literally just said, hold on, stop. I'm getting a download. We're going to do heart meditation. And I just started just rambling. And he's looking at me like, what is going on? I'm like, okay, the two lower chambers of your heart represent your human self, the right side masculine, left side feminine. The two higher chambers represent your higher self, higher right masculine, higher left feminine. And so I started guiding this client through the heart. So we visit each chamber of the heart. We receive a special message, and then you get a deeper message from your guides when you come out of it.
I love that. I love that. So perfect timing. It's time for our second break of the show. I can't wait to talk more about this. When we return, we're going to talk more about the heart meditation. And I'd also love to hear more about the benefits that this has created from your, for yourself, your clients, how this has impacted all these different lives of people you've worked with. So you're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue the topic of learning to read your body to heal with our guests, Rebecca and JB. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today our show topic is learning to read your body to heal with Rebecca and JB. And our show is brought to you by True Science Activated Liquid Collagen from LifeVantage. To get $10 off your first order and to get access to verified before and after photos, email us at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com with the subject line Liquid Collagen. All right, so before we went on break, we were talking about the heart meditation that y'all created and some of the benefits that it has, that it has shown up with. What benefits that it's created for yourself, for your relationship. On a personal note, you know, I met JB before y'all met, and I totally saw the evolution of him as y'all were coming together in relationship and business as duo dragons. And I love that how all these ideas that he would talk about, all these things that he wanted to do, you've been able to put into the world and take action on. And one of the things that I get the sense of, and I'd love for you to let me know if I'm totally off the mark with this, is when you're clearing a lot of these different generational traumas, past traumas, it seems like it's also easier for you to take action. Is that the case? Have you found that to be the case?
Yes, because like right when the heart meditation was happening, technically early 2 years ago, early last year, I started, well, at the beginning of 2020, just to backtrack, I've always heard for the longest time, you know, why are you choosing to make your life so difficult? And I could not figure it out. I've done all these personal developments, all these spiritual trainings. I've done all these different stuff. But a combination of the meditation along with unraveling and opening up, it allowed me to, okay, let me take action. Like last year, I started getting more active with my own self-therapy. And since I found a psychologist, so I was looking for a couples therapist, different life coach, or spiritual, like we were blossoming the concept, which then we also preached, of developing your own healing team.
I think that's actually not a small thing to mention, because a lot of our listeners are givers, are the carers, are the teachers, the the healers, all these different, the dreamers and the seekers. And those are the very people that need to have a strong team the most, that need to make sure that they prioritize their self-care. So I commend you for walking the talk and having so much integrity where you're not just saying these things, but not actually doing the things that you're recommending for other people to do yourself. That's really, really great.
Yes, it's really important building a healing team. And that concept really came from me when JB met me, because he would be like, let's just go, 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 and let's heal all the people we can heal. And I'm like, stop. I need my breaks. I need time to breathe. And he was like looking at me like if I was talking alien to him. And I'm like, no, life isn't all go, go, go. Life is about really learning through your experiences, whether it's through work, whether it's your personal life. But a lot of us, what we forget is that we need time to process everything we go through in life, because life experiences are meant to either help us evolve and help us heal. And if we don't take time to stop and really trust the process of what we're going through, we've missed the lessons in life.
And you get the repeated experiences, whether
the it's repeated relationships, patterns,
repeated job loss, or repeated type of clients that you didn't want. Which, you know, doing this work to answer another kind of physical, tangible thing was last year was our first official time being Dual Dragons 100% as our income. It took a couple years for us to kind of do the self-healing and the techniques and develop these tools. And then last year, she finally got all the signs Rebecca needed to leave her other job working for a franchise and then just step into her own.
Yes. And he kept asking me, is it time? Is it time? I'm like, nope. I'm not yet. Nope. And I'm that kind of person. When people meet me, they're just like, wow, you're so tuned into your guides. But that took a lot of work, because there's your ego voice, the one that you said, the one that's like,
nah, nah, it's nah, louder. Nah, nah.
It's louder. It nags at you. It, you know, it's very insulting. That's the ego. You know, then you have your spiritual guide voice, which is just like a whisper. It's almost like a wind, a little wind passing through, like, hey. And it's like, oh, I need to listen, you know. And so when you learn how to distinguish which voice is which, then I'm really now in a place where I could just literally anywhere while I'm working on a client, I could just go, vroom, and I hear the voice and I'm like, okay, this is what we need to do next. And it's that much easier, but that took practice.
And I'm still working or exercising that gift, because I'll be doing, again, almost strong logic, because I'm still breaking away from those old habits and patterns. That like, yes, I've done some work, but there's layers. There's not just one and done. And it's like, hold on, and then she'll give me a guide, do this. And it's like, okay, now I'm catching the wave, and then I'll get in sync. And we do that to each other. We dance.
We dance, yeah. And that's what
you mean, like duo dragons? What? Yeah. I love your logo. It looks like the dragons are dancing. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, to the point that I actually kept having to remind myself it wasn't dancing dragons and it was duo dragons for the first couple of times I heard it. I was like, wait, but they're dancing. It's just that you two dance together and you facilitate each other out of things and into more possibilities. And I just love that so much. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I was curious about too is how have colleagues and other healers, because there's some commonalities from what you've mentioned to other modalities and energies. I know that you both have trainings in a lot of different things, and then you've created your own energies and your own techniques. And so how have other colleagues, other healers that you know responded to receiving this or playing around with these energies?
They love it. They are, a lot of our colleagues come for healing sessions with us. And they love the gardening. They say that we made it in such a simple form, but such a powerful. It's so simple, but yet so powerful that they literally feel, like I said, you literally feel the results within that day, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they practice it on themselves. We're not the ones that say this is our technique and we could only, no, we teach it to others, because another message from our guides is make every person their own pillar. And when we have so many pillars, healing pillars, how much more powerful and stronger would we be as a group?
Or as a community.
As a community.
Or just beings on this earth.
And so it's learning to trust. It's the biggest message was learning to trust your body and trust yourself, and learning to love yourself through that trust.
And see the truth.
And see the truth within your body. So
does anyone else notice how much they keep like finishing each other's sentences? Like they don't even complete an entire sentence, just one of you. I commend the producers who are listening to you right now as they're trying to just transcribe some of the things we're saying. Because you can't give credit to just one or the other. It truly is this united, like, whole front together. And we have a comment in the chat for y'all. Listening to y'all is reminding me of Raya and the Last Dragon movie, Life Lessons in Dancing Dragons. What a beautiful acknowledgement. Thank you. And another comment, helping others to help themselves is so powerful. Thank you. This is great. So people are really receiving what you're saying. And I definitely am too. We talk a lot on our show about listening to our bodies, about trusting that those messages and all the different ways that can come about. You're adding your experience to that. Now, what world, what future, because we're talking about choosing a different future, what future would you like to see in the world that maybe hasn't shown up yet, but you've possibly perhaps gotten a peek at?
The biggest peek right now that we've received is mental health. There's a lot of mental health
challenges
at the moment. And our mind is so powerful that when we're able to have clients actually zone into the meditation and really see how beneficial this is, not only for their body, because we're working on four bodies. We're working on your physical body, emotional body,
mental body,
which is the biggest one. And spiritual body, because the mental body is what creates the chaos in the physical body and in your emotional body. And so
the spiritual body is more of your soul, your blueprint of how you possibly can be.
Yes.
And so with the misalignment, you know, there's different reference holograms or a different reference to these different points in your life, but to really provide this garden meditation and then the heart meditation and the generational trauma meditation technique to allow them to kind of clear the possibility of them to realign themselves.
Yes.
And then find clarity.
It's, and also the clutter and the chaos that's going on in the mind. You know, we've all been guilty of this. I've been guilty of it, where we stand in front of the mirror and you don't like what you see and you're insulting yourself. You know, like, oh, I'm so ugly. Oh, look at my hair.
And we still struggle with it ourselves. So
yes.
We're not perfect or immune to this. Like recently, I lost a good friend who got lost with too much in his mind, and he was into the spiritual realm. So like being vulnerable, we about have four or five people in our lives, to include clients, where they didn't get results because they didn't want to do the work themselves.
No.
So how can you really help someone else heal
when they don't want to help themselves? And that was the biggest one. Having to break through that mental barrier for them to be able to help themselves. And I think that's the biggest one for this year, 2023, that they talk a lot about self-love, sitting with your emotions. What is it? What do you get out of feeling sad about this? What are you getting out of feeling angry about this?
And that's just, you know, you've heard the reference of going from 3D to 5D and the different messages we receive. I align, Rebecca has her own definition, is 3D was having awareness of three different points. 5D is having five different points. And now that we're more sensitive and be more aware from five different perspectives, it's overwhelming for many people,
yes,
to include ourselves. And that's where this technique or these tools that we're sharing with the world or our clients helps them to find some peace to kind of, okay,
tune in better. It helps them to kind of really organize and really tune in, which is the 5D, which I compare it to a compass. You know, you have your north, south, east, west, and then the center.
Your presence.
You. And so learning how to really compass your way through your body is what gives you the guide to know where to move. Okay, now I'm going to go north. Well, now I'm going to go this way. Now
this class, that relationship, this job.
But it comes from you, not from someone else telling you, oh, you should do this, this, and this. You know, even clients, they always ask us, what should I do? Well, what do you feel you need?
And many times.
On that note, let's take another break. This is our third break of the show. And when we return, we will continue to talk about this map and actually having this internal compass and using that to guide our choices. You are listening to Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss learning to read your body to heal with our guests, Rebecca and JB. We will be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today our show topic is learning to read your body to heal with our guests, Rebecca and JB. Before we went on break, we were talking about the idea of having this internal compass to guide us. And we talked also a little bit about having a map of our bodies, of where there's pains, aches, messages. Now, tell us a little bit about this map. Is it a concrete map? Is it an energetic map? How does this show up in these sessions?
The map is something that we'll be teaching also in our course of learning to read your body to heal. This is a map that, again, like you said at the beginning, we had
been developing it for a few years, gathering data. And we want to credit, again, Louise Hayes, Healing Your Body A to Z, as the foundation. And we just kind of built on top of that.
So over the years, again, like you said, we've been collecting data of certain aches and pains. We would notice patterns. We started noticing these patterns and we developed this map of the body, and I finally been really working on it and introduced it for the first time not too long ago in
October.
I presented it just to kind of give it a course to see how people reacted to the course. They really loved it. I presented it again in our trip to Minnesota that we were flown out by Cedric Redfeather to teach in his school and also provide healing sessions. And the impact that it has received is remarkable. So we mapped out what it means, each ache and pain, the patterns we notice. And to make it easier, just to give one example, foot pain. A lot of people experience foot pain especially when they get out of bed and they first step and it's like, ow. And so it was interesting because once I started acknowledging, like, what is it about you stepping into your path that you're not happy with? Mm-hmm. And so it was the feet represented the path you're walking on. If it's right foot pain, masculine energy, what is it that you feel you can't take action in your life right now as you step into it? If it was the left foot pain, feminine energy, where do you feel you're not empowered or you don't have creativity or resources in your path?
And again,
this is kind of crazy that y'all are mentioning this. And this is another reason why I just love energy and awareness. I've been having that with my left foot on and off, not every day, when I'm all of a sudden, like, I'm not even getting up in the morning, but I'll be working and then I'm about to get up from sitting at the desk and I've been talking to a chiropractor, I have my massage therapist, and it'll come and go for the last couple of months. It'll be like, oh, and now you're reading this and my body's like, you rang? Like, this is what we were asking for. So thank you for that. I want to make sure that people have a chance to know about your upcoming events. Now, you have some, you have your Learning to Read Your Body to Heal in February. It looks like you have a monthly fair in the Laguna Woods, Laguna Woods in California. That's the last Saturday of each month. And then there's a Magic Market in Downey, California, the Mind, Body, and Spirit Expo in Palmdale, California, and Healing Connections in Santa Ana, California in March. All of these are can be found, this information can be found on your website, correct? At duodragons.com. You can email them at jbr@duodragons.com. And they're also on Instagram at Rebecca Grace Arce, A-R-C-E. And one of the things that I love about y'all is just how you work together. And it looks like even if they can't find you in California, because we do have people all over the place, they can connect with you through these social medias and receive also virtual sessions, correct?
Yes. Correct. Yes.
Okay, great. So y'all check out those sessions. I want to make sure you know that our next episode is called Bridging the Gap Between Codependent and Co-Creative Relationships. What are the signs that you're in a codependent relationship? What if the relationships you could be, that you could be in are could be part of a co-creative process where they could be mutually beneficial for everyone involved? In order to avoid the disappointment with dating, intimacy, and relationships, it's important to be aware of how prevalent these types of relationships can be and how to take preventative and proactive steps to stay away from feeling disillusioned or trapped. From keywords to look for to clear actions you can take, there isn't anyone that hasn't been impacted by the lies, toxicity, and downward spirals of these dynamics. Fortunately, there's hope. And so in this next episode, I'm going to be talking about and sharing information about how to identify the warning signs, ask the questions, and take the action steps to create beyond codependence into a co-creative and expansive future. Now, any last words from you, JB and Rebecca, as to what you'd like our listeners to know about you before we part ways today?
Definitely, if this is a topic of your interest that you really want to learn how to read your body, go to our website to check out the class in February. It's going to be via Zoom. I'm still thinking about in person, you know, but because via Zoom is just so much easier, you know, to reach out the masses. And there we will really go in detail on how to read everything that we've talked about. We're going to go much more in detail, and we actually do exercises, like we talk about it and then we do an exercise together as a group. And then I kind of like go in and zone in like, oh, this means this, this means that. It's really, really beneficial. A lot of our clients have loved that course. Like I said, I presented it twice and it's changing lives. And so,
and at this time, like, we do our best to kind of give as much free classes. So this class is going to be one of those donation based only. Mm-hmm. Usually once we are established enough techniques, because there's more that we're downloading as we continue to work and start doing in-person classes, and those will probably be a cost to that class. Yes. So at this time, stay tuned to our website, just check them out. For the most part, most Zoom sessions are donation based. Mm-hmm. And we would like to teach you your own tools. And that's why it's so successful. We almost say 100% successful is when you acknowledge this is your tool. This is not the dual dragon technique. Yes, we called it the gardening and the heart meditation, but this is your, the listeners, the self-healers, those who want to change your life. This is your technique. We're just showing, hey, did you know you have this? And yes, it could work.
Mm-hmm. And since this show is all about awakening and be more aware of all of the energies at your disposal, I really love how you frame that, that this is yet another thing that's already in our treasure chest. It's already in our toolbox for us to then open up, take a peek, play around with, and use it for our benefit even more. I love, love, love talking to y'all. I also get that it could be really amazing for families to join you as well, since you all have a family. So thank you for imparting that information to us. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you. Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.